This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. It's Columbus Day. If you have the day off, we hope you're enjoying it. Although city offices are closed today, one person likely to be working anyway is Eric Costello. He's just completed his first week as the city councilman representing Baltimore's 11th district, which includes Mount Vernon, Drude Heights, Poppleton, and Federal Hill. There's been a lot of news coverage of the process that produced Costello's appointment after former 11th District Councilman Bill Cole left the seat to head the Baltimore Development Corporation. And Eric Costello joins us now for his first sit-down interview as a councilman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheila.
First week on the city council, what have you done so far?
Been to a lot of community meetings, met with a lot of leaders throughout the community, in the business community, downtown partnership, waterfront, Greater Baltimore Committee. Spent a lot of time talking with my colleagues on the council, trying to get a better understanding for how things work. In addition to all those things, the primary focus has been constituent services and just responding to emails and phone calls.
So the emails and phone calls from constituents are already coming in?
Yes.
Waiting for you even before you got there?
In a very high volume, yes.
You have worked for the past 8 years as an auditor for the U.S. Government Accountability Office. How would you say that work prepares you for being on the city council?
Well, I think the first thing is that we're trained to think objectively and to really try and take a fair look at things. A lot of what we do is based on four things, criteria, condition, cause, and effect. So with criteria, we look at, well, what should be happening? And then the condition piece is, well, what really is happening? The cause goes into, well, why is that happening? And effect is, well, what is the result of that? Is it a positive or a negative? And then when we take those four things, when we look at a program or a set of services in the government, we try to take that and turn it into, well, how can we improve it? And that's where the whole recommendation process comes in. So how do we improve the operations of agencies so that they can either provide a more robust set of services or increase services to citizens, or so that we can save money and take that money and re-obligate it to other areas.
Is city council going to be a full-time job for you?
Yes, ma'am.
You were president of the Federal Hill Community Association for about 2 years. Were there any lessons you learned from that time that will influence your work on the council?
Yeah, a lot of lessons. One of the first, I would say that being a community president, and this is no offense to the mayor or city council president Young or any of my colleagues or any of the state elected officials, being a community president is the toughest elected position in the city. It's hard work. It's a thankless job, and it's countless hours. And most times than not, there's going to be a group of folks that aren't happy with you. I think it's important to try and get as much information out to the community as possible, to be responsive to community concerns, and try and work with the community to develop positions.
Your district, the 11th district, is pretty diverse in class as well as in race. A few weeks ago, we spoke with Janet Allen, who's president of the Heritage Crossing Resident Association. She was speaking on behalf of other community members. She had several questions for the then unnamed council member, and one of them she asked, quote, "The city has created beautiful, healthy communities where people chose to live and raise their families. What solution do you offer for communities in the 11th District that have been neglected? How do you suggest transforming pockets of poverty into middle-class communities?" How do you respond to that?
I've started to develop a list of priorities after talking with some of my colleagues and working with my office and after dozens and dozens of discussions with community and business leaders throughout the district. I'll give you a great example, one that directly impacts Janet's neighborhood, Heritage Crossing. Homeless folks on MLK and homeless folks coming over from underneath 83. And it really does pain me to see people living like that. However, on the other hand of it, those folks that live there now have a right to enjoy the urban landscape. So I think it's a very complex problem that is both long and short term. Long term, there's an umbrella of underlying social problems that need to be addressed, and those are things that are not going to be fixed this week or by the end of the calendar year or by the end of my term or maybe not even in the next decade. But there are also short-term problems that we can fix, whether it be homeless encampments or, you know, barrel fires in the middle of winter time. And one of the things that I'd like to do is work with Wanda Best from the Upton Planning Committee and all the presidents within that umbrella group, including Janet Allen from Heritage Crossing, and try and develop a comprehensive strategy to work with the different city agencies that have purview over that issue, whether it be DPW, Housing and Community Development, police, et cetera, and the list goes on.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Eric Costello, the newly appointed 11th District Baltimore City Councilman. The Baltimore Brew published an analysis this past week of three important committee assignments Bill Cole held that have been reassigned out of the 11th District. And Mark Reuter of the Brew wrote that you, quote, can't participate with anything like your predecessor's clout in your own district. And I'm wondering if you agree with that. Is it going to be hard to represent the interests of your district without sitting, for example, on the Taxation, Finance, and Economic Development Committee?
Well, first, with respect to my predecessor, he was a seasoned elected official. He had been on the council, I believe, since 2006. And yes, he did have other committee assignments than the ones that I was assigned. Mm-hmm. I'm a freshman. I'm the rookie in the class. I'm a new kid on the block, however you want to characterize it. And I'm not surprised with the committee assignments that I received, and I'm really looking forward to working on those committees. In fact, I thought I was only going to get two committee assignments, so I'm really excited to have an opportunity.
You got
four. Mm-hmm. Yes, executive appointments, health, public safety, and recreation and parks. So I'm really looking forward to working with those committees and learning more about those areas that I'm not as familiar with.
I think Reuter's particular point was that there's so much development, so much business concentration in your part of town that it may be difficult not to have the clout on financial questions.
Sure. I think everyone who understands how city council operates knows that land use and transportation and finance and taxation are two of the more critical committees in the council. I believe I'm going to pay close attention to what goes on in those committees, try and learn from the members of those committees so I have a better understanding of the process, and I'm really just looking forward to that.
I mentioned in passing some of the criticism of the process that led to your appointment. Council President Jack Young has told several news outlets that he did not like the process and that he'd prefer to see a special election. Critics have said the process lacked community input. What do you say to those who have criticized the process that led to your appointment?
You know, I understand that there's concerns with the process, and I believe that some of those concerns may be legitimate, and people have every right to not only maintain those concerns, but to voice them. That's what makes this great, is that we can all have a dialogue about it and work together to try and figure out what works. Specifically regarding the process, what I can tell you is what I had responsibility for. And what I was responsible for was making a decision about whether I was interested in this or not, applying for the position, preparing to testify in front of the vacancy nominating committee, and then making the case to the council as a whole that I believed I was the appropriate person for the job. And really what I'm focusing on now is how to move forward and get up to speed and start to make a difference for all the communities in the district. But I would certainly be open to having that dialogue in the future. But frankly speaking, I haven't given it much thought since.
Did the process move faster than you thought it was going to, than you expected it to?
You know, Sheila, this whole thing was a whirlwind. It on one end of it, it felt like it went by in an hour, and on the other end, it felt like 2 years.
Looking at the near term, what's on your agenda for the next few weeks?
As I mentioned before, reaching out to community and business leaders, also members of the faith community. Actually, I have a meeting with Reverend Hathaway and some of the folks from the Ministerial Alliance this week. And I'm really trying to aggregate what everyone's concerns are. I've been working very closely with the folks in my office and pinging as many ideas as I can off of my other colleagues on the council to see, you know, what's feasible, what's not.
Your term expires in 2 years. Are you planning to run again in 2016?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Eric Costello. He represents the 11th District of the Baltimore City Council. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cash. Just ahead, diversity in science and tech. Stay with us on 88.1.